The title of the shiur is "When to Close the Gemara." Someone asked if I'm going to answer that by the time I get up there. In terms of me, you know, we'll see. So it's supposed to be up here. Now it's easier giving a shiur in the middle of the zman, because I could get up there, say a shiur, and then you won't see me for a few weeks. Okay, now zman I'm here, it's a little tricky. I find myself here quite a bit. So it's a little trickier saying and just running, but it's always Shabbos. So the title of the shiur, "When to Close the Gemara for Weddings, Levayas, and Events." I think the topic is in Yom Yoma and multiple reasons. And just take a bacher that's been learning Lakewood for the past few weeks. All of the above. Levayas, unfortunately, there was a big Levaya Sunday for the Telzer Rosh Hashiva. Weddings, there's always chasnas going on. Events. Just in the past couple of weeks, there are quite a few events that people avail themselves of the stadiums. It's Tansing in Philly, or some Bacher Masifa in Trenton, right? There's always things going on. People are closing their gemaras to go.
Women is not a child.
So, okay, we'll talk about women. Maybe we won't talk about women. I won't see any over here. But, yeah, it's a shayla. When exactly do we close our gemaras for all these things? I remember in yeshiva, especially you think about levayas, you know, I tried to get as much shemush as possible, all different things in yeshiva. Weddings, every time I have to clear it, I have to go to this wedding, I have to go to this wedding, I have to, levaya, not a levaya, despite many years in yeshiva, it's so unclear many times what the right thing is to do. Should you be learning or not be learning? Should you go? Should you not go? It's very, very hard to understand. On top of that, I found a little piece in Shlomo Zalman has in the Halicha Shlomo, where they tell Maisa once, where someone asked him a tough shiloh, and the person was traveling to America, so he told him you have to go into Ramosha and ask the shiloh. He says, and while you're there by Ramoshan asking him this Shaila, I have a Shaila I want you to ask Ramoshan. And he asked him about this type of Shaila, about the Gedarim of, especially nowadays in the cities, and you can live in a big city and there's so much going on. And, you know, if you're going to go to all the Levayas and all the weddings, all this, you'll never have a chance to learn. So what exactly is the gather in all these things? And it's written over there. It's Halicha Shlomo and Tefillah, Perek Gimel, that the questioner asked it to Ramosha. The first question that Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure of, that he answered on the spot without flinching. This kasha, Ramosha sat up. Ramosha was ma'ayin. He was thinking. And I'm not sure too many other shilas I remember hearing Ramosha had this response. Moshe said he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure exactly how to be magdar it. Not pashat. So if you're looking to get the simple answer of when to close your gemara, other than the end of his man, but even then, but I'm not sure you're going to get more clarity tonight. But you might get chizik in knowing that Moshe didn't have so much clarity in this inyan either. It's not so simple. But probably part of what makes things not so simple is one of the gemara that it's based on is not a simple gemara either. And although, you know, in going through Ksubis, this might be one of considered the easier blot that people might run through before they get hit with Shtaros. But on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says over there, it's tomorrow's, that's Shabbos's, Tana Rabbanan, Mevatlan Talmud Torah La'atzas Meis La'chnasas Kala. The Gemara says that we're Mevatl Talmud Torah for Levayas, for Achnasas Kala, Amal Lover Behuda Bar Eloi, Shayim Mevatl Talmud Torah La'atzas Meis La'chnasas Kala. Behuda Bar Eloi used to do it. The Gemara clarifies Merabar Merurim Kishayit Imo Kol Tzarcha, Yeshimo Kol Tzarcha, Mevatlan Kama Kol Tzarcha. So Rashmur Bar Ini, Mishmei de Rav, Treyosa Alfi, Gavri, Vishisa Alfi, Shapuri, okay, different Lashonos. Then the Gemara says, someone who's a Talmud Chacham who learns, it's Nitilasa, Kanesinasa, Man Nesinasa, Bishishim Rivo, Af Nitilasa, Bishishim Rivo. A Talmud Chacham, Kabbalah Satorah was with 600,000 people, so the Torah is taken away. A Talmud Chacham dying also deserves the same amount, 600,000. And the Gemara just ends off, V'hani mili l'man d'kari v'tani, that's stam a Talmud Chacham. Aval l'man d'masni, someone who's a Marbitz Torah, lesu shira. There's no share. It's even beyond 600,000. So that's the Pashat Gemara. I don't think the Pashat Gemara is so simple. Chora, Maika Mashmalan. What's the Gemara's Chiddush? Tana Rabbanan, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Latzos Amesach Nasas Kala. Shkayach, the Gemara Moed Katan says, Mevatel Torah for any mitzvah. So you have Shari De'acherim, Mevatel. So Efshar De'acherim, then we're not Mevatel. So what's this Gemara telling me? Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Latzos Ames, Nasas Kala. Shkayach, Mevatel Talmud Torah for any mitzvah. Why is this Gemara and Ksuba singling out these two? Now, I forgot to add, I always enjoy in the kol here that it's, you know, Moshe Tovid and everyone, always, you know, people pipe up and you know, it's an environment of a base medrash, you talk back. But here it's more than that. The whole tachas of me giving a share Thursday night, it's a mishmar, is I'm trying to get under everyone's skin. I'm trying to get everybody. That's a Pasha Gemara, Dafid Zayin and Ksubis. It's not Shtaros. It's not Kavua. What's Pshat the Gemara? Pasha Gemara. What's the Chiddush? So it's not only my Kasha, or Bochanan has his Kasha. Don't want to tell your Bochanan's answer because I don't understand it. Who? What's the Chiddush? So. Okay, I was going to say.
You're just one of many people.
Huh?
You're just one of many people. It's not that Mason's not going to get buried. It's, so do I have to be there?
Okay. So, Freeman's hitting on a very good point. The Rush over here brings a Yesh Mefarshim that says this idea of Mevalon Talmud Torah, that's also Mason, it's called a Rishos. It's Rishos. Why is it? It's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. You want to, you could. Why would that be? So obviously, because we're dealing with a case, there are enough people to bury him. There are enough people to have a minyan to say Kaddish. What we're talking about in this Gemara is additional people. You're not the Masada Kedusha, you're not the two Eidim. You're not making the wedding. The wedding's happening. The Levaya Chamalatlan is happening. Question is, should I also be there? So to that, we'll start the way the Rush learns it. The Rush learns it, the Yesh Mefarshim of the Rush, that's a Rishos. And the Gemara therefore is telling you, look, if you want, you could add to the Kavod by you being there. And the Gemara would be adding, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, he goes against the Askama. He was somebody who closed his Gemara, and even though he could have been sitting and learning, he's not Mechuyev to go, but he went, he continued. So that's one way to learn. The Chiddush of the Gemara is Af al Pi. There's no Chiyuv, but there's Rishus. Probably in general, I think that's a whole hak, right? It's Efshari Dei Acherim. Are you allowed to go and do it? But Lubin, his old sefer, he's working on it. Like, not so Pashat. The Acherim argue about this. I don't know if I missed this Rush. Huh?
Well, you could bring to the table. Not
oh, that's definitely true. So, okay. Lamaisa, the Rush himself, rejects this Mahalach. So it's not Mashma, the Gemara. Gemara is Mashma, it's a Chiyuv, not just a Rishos. So then what's Pshat? What's a Chiddush? So you're going to say the other way, that, okay, there are enough people to do it, so then why is there a Chiyuv for me to go? There's enough people to bury him, of people to be there at the wedding. So what am I doing by adding? Why am I Mevatel Torah? Why is it Chiyuv for me to Mevatel Torah to go now? See, it's getting close to being as mana.
It's a mitzvah, no? It's a mitzvah to go.
It's a mitzvah to go, but more than that, it's a chiyuv to go. See, in the Rosh Hashanah, it's easier to hear. There's no chiyuv. Everything's going to be done fine. Oh, my, the Gemara is saying, well, chiddush, you could be mekel, there's rishus. You could go. But what's the chiyuv if everything's taken care of? Oh, good. So it's kavod. More people participating is kavod. Is that when I'm going, I'm giving what, extra kavod? So I could be mevatel, one second. I could be mevatel Torah to give extra kavod. There's a chiv on me to be mevatel Torah to go give extra kavod.
If you don't go, it's a hetter kavod.
If I don't go. I don't go. It seems enough people to be there. Mind, there's extra kavod. It's tricky. Man of shach. If there's enough kavod, so what am I adding? Tell me the chiddush is that even like a little extra kavod, I'm responsible for. So hagufa. If the mitzvah is to give extra kavod, then once again this falls into the basic category. It's a mitzvah. She efshar derechem. No one else is going to be me. I'm the only one who could add me to be here. And then that's, so the chiddush is this is nichlal moed katan. It definitely is a mitzvah of varis. Okay, but what exactly is the chiyuv you're doing over here? I saw some people, there's Emet Bracha, who mashma that here, he says he didn't cover the Torah. Cover the Torah is docha talmud Torah. But only fits for levayas ameis, it doesn't fit for achnasas kala. Right, that's also true. The Pashas Mashmos of the Gemara is we're talking about different Lav Dafka Talmud Chacham Levi Sames. It's true. So, but why should that be? Let's say by Tzedakah. Right, by Maral is saying, look, granted other people are going and shalom kavod ames, but you should do your part. Look, there's tzedakah to be given. So, okay, this person gives tzedakah. They have enough. They reached their goal. There's someone else already being mevaker chola. They don't have so many people up there at the same time. Normally we say it's efshar de'acherim. So then you're not mevatel Torah. Can out of her, you have samar biker chol. They're taking care of things. So you can sit and learn. Baruch Hashem. We could all sit here and learn because they're taking care of things. So why should I go? You should give them money. No, but you should sit and learn. Not bad, huh? So I found an amazing thing. I found a vart. I have to be looking at everything I could possibly get my hands on in this Gemara. I found the Sukkos David. It's one of the good things they got for a dollar somewhere in Pinter's, you know, Bar Park. So there's a Sukkos David. I've gone through the Sefer before. I don't remember ever seeing this. He quotes Rav Moshe. Shemati Rav Moshe, Feinstein Shlita. Like, Dov Kfiat was the Raman Rebbe in the Mir. Also met Rav Moshe and hacked him on this Gemara. Moshe has a very interesting kasha. We said later by Talmud Chacham, Amarbitz Torah, there the din is, Ein Lo Shir. So Moshe's bothered by. Kabbalah Satorah had 600,000 people. That was covered with Kabbalah Satorah. A Marbitz Torah needs more kavod than Maimon Har Sinai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu felt 600,000 was good enough for Maimon Har Sinai. What's this Ein Lo Shir for Marbitz Torah goes beyond that? Funny thing. There's a kavod beyond 600,000? It's Kabbalah Satorah. That's the ultimate. Zakhtar of Moshe, you have to say Pshat is like this. Shtei Dinim. By a Marbitz Torah, Gadol Ador, someone who teaches Torah to everyone, Memela, everyone there has a personal chiyuv. So it doesn't matter what everyone else does. I have a personal chiyuv. There could be 600,000 people that went to that Levaya. But the Gadol Ador is Nifter. I have a personal chiyuv. Here's Marbitz Torah. I have to go too. Masha Ein Kein Rav Moshe saying, by the non-Marbitz Torah, who's Nifter, there, what's the chiyuv? It's a communal chiyuv. It's not an individual chiyuv. Now, avada, every person is nichlal in that community chiyuv. But it's a different type of chiyuv. L'chora, nachdes or Moshe, that's the chiddush of this Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Katan is teaching me every other mitzvah in the Torah. Eshar de Acherim, you don't have to do it. Don't be mevatel. Love Shar de Acherim, you got to do it. But this mitzvah is a different type of mitzvah. Hachnasas Kala, Levayis Ames, a communal. Everyone has to be there. What's going to be with the Kala if no one goes to her wedding? What's going to be by the Mace if no one's there? So that's a communal Chiyuv. It's not the same Chiyuv as just Don Efshar De Acherim. Pufferkert, it's on you. Every other Chiyuv, Bikur Cholim, that one person's there visiting him. You don't need 10 more people to visit him at the same time.
600,000 of the Mace, 600,000 as a communal.
So Rav Moshe is saying, not right. Rav Moshe is saying, right. 600 ain't a chanami, right? For a Talmud Chacham, you need 600,000 else communal chiyuv. Right. By Marbitz Torah, there's Nacham Adrega. There's the communal chiyuv, but each individual has to make sure, even if it's beyond, it's already reached the level of kavod of 600,000. The communal chiyuv is finished. Avol Pikein, there's individual chiyuv.
Which of the two Rav Moshe's came first? Not sure.
So I was wondering, Tak, I malish at that shiloh. Because noch this chiddush, could we answer the other stuff? One of those mashbos, like when he was older, it could be Hagufi, he was older, he forgot this chiddush, I don't know. Lemaisa, just to tie it into this week's parsha.
I guess it depends right? on the event.
Now everybody's talking. Okay, Baruch, it takes a few minutes. But hold on. Just to tie it in, I think, beautifully to this week's parsha. You have this exparsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, the next Malach Yisrael is going to be Yeshua. What's the schus that Yeshua had to be the next Malach? So, you go through this whole Gemara and this whole Cheshbon. Everyone has to be Mevatel for Gemara's, the post can say, even Tinokos Shabbos Rabbim, for Marbitz Torah, Ein Lo Shir, Tinokos Shabbos Rabbim also should have to go. Nobody is potter from these shirim of Pimavatl Talmud Torah for these communal chiyuvim, especially for Marbitz Torah, except for one person. Who's the one person? So Tosa says, someone who's Mishamesh Tamid Chachamim. If you're learning by a Rebbe, if you're, Rabbi Yosha says, getting a Derech Alimud by a Rebbe, you're being mishamish Talmud Chacham, that's a different din that you can't take away from, and that's the one person who's not mevatel in all these situations. That was Yoshua. Nar lo yamash mitocha olo, Yoshua's schus to be the next manik was he was somebody that valued what it means to have a Rebbe, to constantly gain and grow from a Rebbe, and a person like that, firstly you see the importance of what he's doing. You can't be mevatel anything for that. You're sitting by the Rebbe. Even these things. It could be the Rebbe has to go to Levaya. You go to Levaya with him. Halgufa, Shemesh on the way. But not only is that such an important thing, you see the schus that Yeshua had, that is the one factor which the Mefarshim say was the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yeshua to be the next Malach Yisrael. Thank you very much. You're welcome to... Yeah.